This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China says Beijing and the U.S. will lift tariff hikes as trade talks advance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionally. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these roll back as part of a big trade agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. House Democrats are set to launch a major new phase of their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career Department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ahead of a planned meeting next week between U.S. President Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet, the F-35. The U.S. embargo was imposed in retaliation of Ankara procuring the S-400 Russian missile. This is VOA News. Now, 3 days after a Mormon family were ambushed in Mexico, details of what happened on Monday are starting to emerge. We get more from Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
No official explanation has been given for the killings. Mexican authorities say they may have been mistaken for gangs and were caught up in a territorial dispute. This is what one member of the community said about that.
Es completamente falso.
Completely false, he says.
Que no tienen madre.
He says the attack was premeditated and showed unimaginable brutality. Other relatives said the family had been used as bait to lure in an opposing gang into a firefight. Mexican officials have stepped up their investigation and have vowed justice for the victims.
And Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador reiterated his opposition Wednesday to a suggestion from U.S. President Donald Trump that Mexico wage war against its drug cartel, saying that's been tried before. A complaint unsealed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco alleges the Saudi government recruited employees at Twitter to look up private data on thousands of Twitter accounts. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
The Washington Post, citing court papers, reported that one of those implicated in the scheme is an associate of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials concluded likely ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last year. According to the complaint, one of the former Twitter employees repeatedly accessed the account of a prominent critic of the Saudi royal family in early 2015 and was able to view the email address and telephone number associated with that account. He also accessed the account of a second Saudi critic to get information that, quote, could have been used to identify and locate the Twitter users. The Justice Department said that former Twitter employee is under arrest in Seattle, Washington, while the other two charged in the case are in Saudi Arabia.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. The foreign ministers of Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan met Wednesday in Washington with President Trump and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to discuss the Grand Ethiopia Renaissance Dam on Ethiopia's Blue Nile. The meeting, spearheaded by Mnuchin and also attended by World Bank Group President David Malpass, came after the Egyptian president requested that Mr. Trump mediate the conflict over the dam. The unannounced meeting was not on Mr. Trump's public schedule. The massive hydropower dam project has been the focus of an escalating feud between several sides over water resources. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.